Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Honestly, I can't tell you how cool it is that we all kind of made time for this. I know that I can be a little, you know, type A in my email, so I apologize for that. But it's like, God, I mean, I think that the last time that I saw the two of you together was graduation.
No.
Bryce, that cannot be true.
I don't know. And by the way, I know it's a little thing, but thank you for using my new name. You guys, I guess you must have heard at some point that I changed my name to Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
And I thank you for using it. Thank you for using it.
I have a bet going with the other boys that I think that you did purposely change it to the actress's name, and they think that you never heard of her and then changed your name.
This is wild. You have a bet with them? God. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bet with the boys.
Yeah, I did not. First of all, I was familiar with her like as a concept, but I thought her name was Jessica Chastain. But it turns out they're two different people. No, yeah. I changed my name because at my three favorite towns, Bryce Canyon, Dallas, Texas, and wherever Howard University is.
Oh, yeah. Where is Howard University?
I didn't know, so I just went with Howard.
In one of the Carolinas. You know what, Bryce? Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Bryce and to new beginnings. To new beginnings.
Amen.
And speaking of... you mentioned you had a bet with the boys. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of fill everyone in, I have been working on Amazon Prime's The Boys.
Mr. Hollywood out there doing Hollywood stuff. We know. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Kyle, you got to tell us, Kyle, how did you land that gig?
I auditioned, got the part.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're a cast member or you're in the production side of things?
Both.
Oh,
They call it an acting producer.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's been pretty cool. So basically on the acting side, I am Homelander's stand-in because I'm about his height and build.
Interesting.
What? Do you disagree?
I mean, I don't know. Movie magic. I don't actually know what the guy who plays Homelander, I don't know how tall he is. Or
interesting you call it movie magic. We're actually a TV production. So
I'm sorry, movie budget.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So Kyle is doing pretty good. And as,
yeah,
thank
Kyle,
you for...
do you have a pool out there in Hollywood? Janine won't let us get a pool. She says I won't take care of it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
Well, you have to say it like that. I mean, it's just you can't have a pool. It's not the end of the world.
Well, I used to date Janine, so I can relate to.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot Kyle used to date Janine.
Yeah.
That's why Kyle wasn't at the wedding.
Yeah. And Colin, yeah. I just want to apologize for not coming to the wedding. I hope you understand.
No. It was okay. I understood. I would have rather you be there than Janine.
Fuck.
What?
Yeah, I have to agree with Kyle. Fuck, Colin. Is everything okay?
She kicked me out again. I'm back at the Best Western.
Come.
And she called and she said, don't let there be a bed in his room. So I sleep on the couch at a Best Western.
Oh, can I just say, by the way, Best Western? I mean, Shane is up there, but I do think Unforgiven is probably the Best Western.
Tombstone?
Yeah, Tombstone's
Hello?
Up there
Tombstone's
for me.
Probably number three. Val Kilmer alone.
Oh, yeah. And I just watched 310 to Yuma. And I got to say, pretty solid.
Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I worked with him on one of the Terminators. I won't say which one. He knocked me out. Not his performance.
Then it was definitely Terminator Salvation.
Yep. He didn't. It was not his performance. He literally knocked me out. I was in his sight line.
Sure. Yeah.
I know
it was during the
fellas,
cast party, so that sucked.
I know you fellas are single, but just a word to the wise. Don't date or marry a woman who has a connection at all the local hotels. All of her best gal pals work at these hotels. Every time she makes me go sleep in one of those places, they arrange for my room to be inhospitable, and it's a nightmare.
Well, I mean, not to be, I'm not victim blaming here, Colin, but I think you knew what you were getting into when you married Colleen Marriott. I mean, you knew that she had wide-reaching control of these things.
Anyone
right?
who marries a Marriott is bon voyage mm-hmm. to your freedom in hotels.
Well, I didn't know her name was Colleen Marriott because she goes by Janine.
That's okay. No,
okay.
In your defense, when I did date Janine, she refused to let me know her last name up until, honestly, that's the reason we broke up. It's because I found out she was a Marriott.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. And you do not date. I mean, Paris Hilton set a precedent where you do not fuck around with hotel heiresses because they lead a busy, busy, busy lifestyle. They're jet setting. They have just a lot going on.
Well, yeah. Enough about Janine. I only get to see my two frat brothers.
Yeah.
Once every 20 years, I guess. So let's focus on us.
Sigma, Epsilon, Delta, Sigma, Sigs.
Go.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love if we didn't talk about the frat. Obviously, you know, getting kicked out junior year and having to graduate fratless. I know that you guys kind of stuck with me, which was very, very cool of you. When a lot of the brothers turned their back on me, for, I guess, being a narc, whatever that means, and taking a plea deal with a university.
Wait, do you not know what being a narc means?
No, I get it. I know what it means. Okay. I don't necessarily think it applies to my context.
Well, sure.
Well, I mean, everyone was cheating, and I said I would love the answers to the test as well. Everyone said no to me, and so I kind of feel like my hand was forced a little bit. I really don't think that's being a narc.
Lucas, you're... apologies. Bryce.
Thank you.
I think you made a terrible decision, and Colin and I suffered the consequences.
How did you suffer the consequences for me changing my name to Bryce Dallas Howard? Oh, you made the terrible decision. Okay, the narking decision.
Yeah, all my class credit for all my pre-med classes went away, and then I changed my major, and then I didn't get to go to medical school. What's the big deal? I get to sell cars, and I get to cry at night in my man cave. What more could you want?
Yeah, and my internship at the Columbus Zoo as a zoologist apprenticing under Jack Hanna, my one hero in life, that fell through. But hey, I still get to work with animals on the set of The Boys. There's the octopus in the second season, and I think a dolphin in the first season.
Hey,
yeah, Kyle, man, you're doing fine.
Thank you, Colin. Yeah, Kyle, you really can't play that card when you're obviously doing fine. Colin, if you need a place to stay, you know you can always stay here, right? Like, I have so much extra space.
Yeah, I mean, you inherited this huge house from your dad. Pretty cool, dude. Kind of spooky, though.
Yeah.
Very spooky. And if we stay here tonight, we get $1 million. Is that right?
No, that was, I told you in my email, that was the deal that I got. And it was just for the first night.
Did you make it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Huh. And it was, I got to say, it was also way more than $1 million. Well, the $1 million was for staying the night, but
yeah,
you know, it was. I think it was something like 31 or $32 million was the total estate
or whatever. But
anyway, I mean, I have the big house, so it's like if you need a place to stay, obviously, you know, Kyle, even if you're ever like in town, you can obviously stay here.
Me? Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm wearing a wig.
Oh, yeah, buddy, we figured.
I know you probably can't tell. It's pretty good. It's like a $35 wig, but I have to be honest with you. I've lost my hair.
Colin, you were like 75% of the way there in college, buddy. You had the little horseshoe, you know, for most of college.
Yeah, you were blonde and you used a black Sharpie to pencil it in.
Yeah, this is a wig. I typed in Fabio wig and...
Yeah, this has a dead bird in it.
Oh, God. I think
this is a Halloween costume. Remember when he got hit by a bird in the face on a roller coaster? I think this is a Halloween costume wig.
That's a very specific wig. But you, who am I to argue with Mr. Hollywood? Obviously, the man, you know, he works in the front and the back, so he probably knows his wigs.
I definitely, name a celebrity. I'll tell you if they're wearing a wig.
Kristen Wiig.
Wig.
Huh.
Huh.
Interesting.
Well, next game.
Yeah, I just want full, I wanted to come in here and impress you guys. I'm wearing lifts in my shoes. I'm wearing eyelash extensions. This is a Fabio wig. I guess it has a dead bird in it. I really wanted you to think that I was thriving.
I mean, Colin, you don't have to put on airs for us. I mean, we're your friends. Are you okay?
Are you doing okay?
No.
Do you think, and I hate to say this, but do you think it might just be worth getting a divorce? Like, if you're that unhappy? Like, did you sign a prenup?
Well, ideally, I wouldn't get a divorce, but papers out. She sent me these papers. She sent them to the Best Western.
Oh, my God.
She already wants a divorce. She doesn't want to be married to me anymore.
Colin, did you read these?
Colin.
No.
Did you read these at all?
These are not divorce papers. It looks like she's put a hit out on you. This is a contract on your... She sent this to you
this
on
is
accident?
A contract. We're all in danger now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is a $150,000 bounty on your head.
So Bryce, she doesn't want a divorce?
Oh, Colin, Bryce, do you have a panic room?
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.